No.
Latest guess is now.
Now it's
40. It's still annoying sometimes, but not for you guys. Okay. All right, ready?
Yep.
Okay, so if Tess is called the Sermon of Atlan Zetzeh, right? It's a funny Gemara.
You're also recording?
In Zvachim Dafayin Ches, which says you take pigle, nosar, and tamei. Rish Lakish says you take pigle, nosar, and tamei, and which are basically three types of kudshim that you're even chayiv karis for eating most of them, and you mix them up and you eat them, and you're putter. Why are you putter? Because the surah of that one's that's it. And, you know, the pigle and noser are mevatel l'tamei, and the tamei and the noser are mevatel l'pigle, and the tamei and the pigle are mevatel l'noser. I think I got all the combinations right. Basically, there's a principle, he's surah mevatel l'tamei, says Rish Lakish and Zvachim daf ayin ches. And he brings another raya from Arlo. Says, Paskin the Rush, Isurin mevatlin zetzeh. As a general rule, Isurin are mevatl each other. That's the shita of the Rush. And therefore, the Rush Paskins in Siftes is called the Torah, who puts the father of the Rush, Kedeva Sheishma Chamisha Vetisha Zesim Heter, Vidnathlo Shnei Zesim Echachal Dam Echachal Chaylev. Right, you have 59 heter, one dam, one chelev. The dam is batal 60-1 because the chelev is batal the dam, and the chelev is batal 60-1 because the dam is batal the chelev. Because he's surim batlan zo. V'chein, he says likewise. Esr v'tisha zaysim shel heter shenafal v'em k'zayis chalav. Sorry, k'zayis chelev. Why are you saying it's arvu b'shogeg? Because if you're ma'arv then b'mezid, that's called bitulah shel chachila. I don't know if b'atulah shel chachila. We'll see that in the next seven. But if you have, and here they point out, the Shach points out that it's not totally meduyik. You didn't have to say 29 and 1 and 29. Oh no, you had to say 29 and 1. Yeah, you had to say 29 and 1 and 31, correct? So here, basically, what do you have? After you combine them, you have the exact same case. You have 59 of Heter and 1 of Chelem and 1 of Dam. So the Dam is Batal 61 and the Chelem is Batal 61 because the Surah Mevatlan Zo. Here we have a technical problem. First let's read the Ramah. Says the Ramah. And for sure, if he surim of Batal Zotzo, for sure, Heter is Batal Zotzo. If you have 59 parrot and 1 meat and 1 milk, then Pasha, the milk is Batal Vashishim and the meat is Batal Vashishim. And there's no problem. Keep in mind, this wouldn't be the case if you first cook a Kzais and meat and milk, it would be Basar B'chala. Then 59 to 2 is not Batal. But you originally cook this 59 plus 1 meat plus 1 milk, you can't taste the meat. And you can't taste the milk. But pasha, that is mutter. Okay, this is all the worm. Shoot him, yes.
I don't know if it's actually practical. Probably not, but in theory, could you have 1/60th of all, like, 60 isurim, and you'd never be able to taste any isur?
That is exactly similar to Rish Lakish's case of nosar, tamei, and pigle that you combine with each other. In theory, according to the Rush, if you're very clever, you can find 61 different isurim and have a gzais of each, and it'll all be mutter. It'll all be mutter. No, I think he said it would be mutter.
Three cases of yavish.
No, okay, that's different. That's different. That's different. That was only barov. It was not b'shishim, etc. I think it'd be heter gomer. You'd have to work very hard to find 61 different isurim. And the truth is, you'd have to start clearing what's a different isur. You know, but theoretically, it would be heter gomer according to the Rush. Notice, I didn't say I according to Rabbi Bednarsh. I said according to the Rush. So far this is pretty straightforward. Before we get to the fundamental problem, I want to mention one technical problem. What is the, and then we'll get into some details. What is the first case is 59 heter, 1 dam, 1 chilev, excellent. The second case is 29 heter, 1 chelev, plus 30 heter, 1 dam, equals 59 heter, 1 dam, 1 chelev, and is the exact same case it is mutter. Third case that's obvious, 59. Parav, 1. Basar, 1. Chalav, also perfectly mutter. Okay, the technical problem that the Shachnataz are bothered by is not Isur Mevatel Zetzeh. That doesn't bother the Shach and the Taz. The technical problem that bothers the Shach and the Taz is with case 2. What's the technical problem with case 2? For us, not for the Mechaber. The Mechaber case 2 is Gevaldik. It's wonderful. For us, Ashkenazim, hold on, it was Hanan. First it was 29 to 1, it all became Hanan. Then it was 30 to 1, it all became Hanan. Now you just have, it's all Usser. If you take Isser and combine them, you're not going to get Heter. So what happened to Hanan? That is the Taz's problem. And the Taz says, so Taco, we don't hold like case 2. And there's not any Lomdish Kedusha here. It's just finding excuses. Says the Taz, what about Hanan? We hold from Hanan. So says the Taz, En hachinami asur lididan. Yeah, that's only motive for Sfardim. For Ashkenazim, it's asur because the side problem of Hanan, having nothing to do with the point of this if, there's a side problem of Hanan. The Shach is livid. The Shach says, what do you mean? The Ramah comments here and says, not only does the Ramah not argue and say, but we Ashkenazim hold from Hanan. He even says, V'kol Shekein, etc. When you say V'kol Shekein, you're endorsing what's been said until now. Whenever you say something, I say, yeah, V'kol Shekein, that means I also agree with you. It says, the Ramah endorses this Mechaber. How could it be if we Ashkenazim hold from Hanan? The Dochuk, maybe you could say, since that's not the point of this, if you want to get into it, but it's a little Dochuk. I mean, that's what the Taz would say. Now, the Ramah didn't mean to endorse the Mechaber. He just wasn't getting into Hanan. But the Shach says, no. The Ramah has no right to say I'm not getting to Hanan. So the Shach gives two other answers. Says the Shach, all of which are dachok. Okay, whatever it is, it is. You either have to say Ramah disagrees and didn't bother to say so, even when he was using the word kol shekein, or you have to say, sorry, you can make an okenta de nisarvu lach belach b'makom. Hefset Merubah, because remember, we Ashkenazim are Mekil on Chanam Shar Sur and Taros Lach Balach and Hefset Merubah. Just say the Ramah didn't argue because he figured it was the Okemta of Lach Balach and Hefset Merubah. Okay, could be.
It's a wild Okemta to make.
The question is, and the question is, and here it just becomes a judgment call and becomes like no point arguing. Like, if this was the simon of Hanan, you would say that's ridiculous to make that okemta. But if there's not the point to discuss Hanan anyway, and Ramah just didn't want to get into it, then it might be say since I have no okemta that works, I don't have to get into it. Or the Shach said something that we didn't really, that's really going to be discussed in the next year, in Simon Tzadi tests if hey. But, says the Shach, he says another Okemta, but he says this is not going to work for himself. De lo noda hataroves ad shenis arev hakol lit shitas haramah. Here quotes the Ramah for the Torah Schatas. We'll discuss this if hey, l'shitas haTorah Schatas. Ramah in the Torah Schatas. Neged the Shach Atzmo. Meaning, does Hanan happen if you don't even know that there was a mixture? It says, Ramah holds, there's no Hanan without Yediyah. The average make it a Kemta. You didn't know this happened until it all got combined. And that's why there was no Hanan. Shach himself says, no, there's Hanan even without Yediyah. So I don't hold from that Kula. But since he's only trying to explain the Ramah, he could justify that. Now, if you recall, let me just remind you. The Ramah in Siman Sadi Bey says, if it fell and you don't know where it fell, there is Hanan. Right? He rejected that other gale. Okay, but that's because you knew it fell, you just didn't know exactly where. If you don't know anything, then the Ramah thinks there's no Hanan. There's no Hanan if a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears, there's no Hanan. Holds the Ramah. And the Shach holds, there's still Hanan. So, three ways to explain what Ashkenazim, what the Ramah holds about the second case. Again, total technical side point. Either A, the Ramah disagrees, he just didn't bother to say so. B, he agrees if it would be a case of Lach Balach Behefzer Berubah, and he figured maybe it's that case. Or C, he agrees if you didn't realize till it was all mixed together. Because the Ramah holds there's no Hanan until you realize. And the Shach himself didn't like that Svara. Okay, let's get back to our main point. The Dogomer Vava goes ballistic on the Mechaber here. The Dogma Brava goes listing on the Mechaber. If you saw on the side, the Dogma, I don't know where it is in everyone. Yes.
Is it till you know or till anybody knows?
Till any Jew knows. Probably till any adult Jew knows. So the kid or guy knows. Correct, correct, exactly. And probably till an adult Jew knows. Yeah. The Dogma Brava here goes ballistic on the Mechaber. The Imre Baruch defends the Mechaber against the Dogma Brava. And the Dogma Brava himself threw him online. He says, well, I know what you're going to say, but I don't think it's a Mustaber about the Imre Baruch. But it is a Mustaber. all the Achronim agree with the Imre Baruch. What am I referring to? This. The Rush said, Isurim Evatlim Zoetzo. And the Dogma Brava says, Enachami, it's true. Asha Pasku Harush. Afsha pasako didn't say afsha pasako harush. Batorshanor choviu bleif cholik cholach ronim shasku nyan is daiti in anachom. Says why is everyone quoting this rush? He's already annoyed. Why is everyone quoting this rush? He's annoyed. Now, why the Torah quotes the rush? I don't think anyone has the right to be annoyed. The Torah often passes like the rush. The rush is his father. He often passes like the rush. I don't think he's annoyed at the Torah. The Torah's allowed to quote the rush. He's a little annoyed at the Torah. Should also, quoted a diversity, a spectrum of opinions. But I think he's more annoyed at the Shulchan Aruch and the Achronim. Why? The rush passed in something. Taka, his son, followed him. But not everyone agrees with the rush. That's what Rish Lakish says straight out in Zvachim. That's the rush of Pshat in the Mishnah Orla also. But the Rambam passed otherwise. The Rambam passed beforeish otherwise. It's a machlokas rush and Rambam whether he's certain of Avatlan Zoetzo. Says the Dogma Brava, we're dealing here with serious shilos of Yisurim Doraisa. How can, right, go back to Schlingi's example, which I'm not sure if you could, you need like a real set of angles to write a book on whether you can come up with the example or not. But you take 61 kazesim of 61 different Yisurim Doraisa and mix them together. The Rush says, kosher legamre, right? The Rush puts a shtempel, badatz, Rush. And what are you reading 6 months they say in Ishidoraisa? The Rambam says any sermon problems that say. The Rambam disagrees with the Rush. It's a matter of tzak. There's different opinions, and the Rambam passes against the Rush. How can we rely on the Rush against the Rambam here?
It's a black and white Gemara.
What?
How is the Rambam going to answer the black and white Gemara?
Even that Gemara, not everyone agreed.
You say how to Paskin?
Yeah, how we pass. No, everyone agrees that that's what Rish Lakish meant to the Gemara. Lesman the Pulig, there's a Deya in the Gemara. Lesman the Pulig, the Rush is quoting a true Deya in the Gemara. The question is, do we pass like that Deya or we do not? Amar Rish Lakish, etc., etc. Shvami na Yisurim Evatlan Zoetzo. Vesiv Rava, etc., etc. Vichuli. Okay, it's all Sukya. Question is, how do we pass it? So, he points out, very euphorish, that. The Rama paskins against this. Okay, became beforeish. Beforeish many places in the Rama. Okay, the Raiva didn't argue on the Rama. Okay, we know we generally say that's not such a such a good. And they said the Rama pemoli diber perafiyut ches period me psulim doshen se eni shorim vatan zoetzo. Right, and then they because why in zvachmayin ches rish lakish says they're vatan zoetzo in zvachmayin test they bring the Raiva the opposite. Okay, so. We can learn the sugya of Mizvachim and see all the rayas to pass them one way or the other way. We're not going to. The Rush says Yisur Mevatlan Zotzo. The Rambam says Ein Yisur Mevatlan Zotzo. I don't think there's any room for ambiguity there. It's Takamach Luk's Rush and Rambam. Says, why in such chumer things are we going to make it like the Rush against the Rambam? The Rambam's also very chashiv. Right? We don't have any riff. Right? Because there's no riff on Zvachim. The Beis Yosef says when there's a Rambam, the riff and the Rush, you go by majority vote. Here there's only Rambam and the Rush, and it's 50-50. We shouldn't be Mekel. That's the Dogma Rav is very upset. So all the Achronim say, same thing as the Imre Baruch here. How do you defend? Not how do you defend the Rush. You defend the Rush by saying he held his Shita. Not how do you defend the Torah. You defend the Torah by saying he held like his father. Why do you leave out the Rambam? Okay, a little bit of a Tzarchiyah. How do you defend the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach and the Taz and everyone who just took this as a davar pashut that is mutter when it's a machlokas Rush and Rambam? You know, why would we pass like the Rush against the Rambam? Why not say we're mesupik and be machmir? So the Imre Baruch answer, he says, we're dying from the Lush and the Rush as quoted by the Beis Yosef. There's two reasons why this is mutter. Says the Rush, mutter. Why? A, because Isurin Mivatlin Zezeh. But B, for a better reason. A is because of a din. B, there's a mitzias. What's the mitzias? You have 59 kzeis of heter, one kzeis of dam, one kzeis of chilev. Does it taste like dam? Can you taste the dam? Tzala, what do you think? Can you taste the dam here?
No.
No, because the dam is diluted by 60 other things. Can you taste the chilev?
No.
No, because the chilev is diluted by 60 other things. That's not a din, that's a mitzias. Bimtzias, when it comes to things that have to do with tam, now notice, if you looked at the Dogma Vava, all the places where he brought the Rambam against the Rosh were not meaning of tam. It was the question of rov, Reish Lakish's case, 2-1. Are Yisur Mevatn Zetzeh, Machlokes Rishonim. Arla, 200-1. Are Yisur Mevatn Zetzeh, Machlokes Rishonim. But over here, it's a question of tam. And Lemaisa, bottom line, it's a fact. Like, you can't taste the dam. So he says, Bimtzias, practically, you can't taste the dam, and you can't taste the chilev. If you look in the words of the Rosh himself, which Beis Yosef quotes, you see he starts with theoretically, and then he throws in, and you can't taste it. I know, the Rosh doesn't say explicitly, and I'm giving two reasons. You have to like read this in.
Meaning,
is the Rambam paskening by rov or by?
The Rambam argues on the Rosh by one case of rov and one case of matzayim,
which is not taste anyway.
Which have nothing to do with taste. So says the Imre Baruch, very poshut, and all the achronim agree with the Imre Baruch. I don't have all the achronim going through the Shakla V'Targa, but all the achronim like paskin things that obviously come from the Imre Baruch. Says the Imre Baruch. Imre Baruch. Retariates. HaShulchan Aruch and the Achronim say this we don't rely on because that is a Machlokes Rush the Rambam. This we don't rely on. It's Machlokes Rush and Rambam. But this we do rely on. There's no machlokas about the second reason why it's mutter. It's a mitzias. How could there be a machlokas? It's just a fact. When is there machlokas rush around about theoretically with your sermon and fatlan zoetzo? Okay, and then taka, we would not rely on the rush. But over here, it's not a theoretical machlokas about the sermon and fatlan zoetzo. It's not a matter of mevatlan zoetzo. It's if you can't taste it, you can't taste it. Tam ke ikker means if you can taste it, it's usher, and if you can't taste it, it's mutter. You don't need to ask whether X is about to Y or X is not about to Y. If you can't taste it, you can't taste it.
Two things. So the Mevatel Zozo is more like Shaykh to like the Sugya and Arvei Pesachim about like Maror and...
Correct, where it's a matter of Rov.
Yeah.
Right, meaning the Machlokas Rambam and Rush would be in Bittel B'Rov and in Bittel B'Meya and in Bittel B'Matayim. Then they would argue. But in Bittel B'Shishim, they wouldn't argue because Bittel B'Shishim is a practical aspect. Again... Not according to the Rambam and Rashi themselves, but according to us, there's a practical aspect. We assume 60 is just a way of figuring out if you can taste it or not. And if you can't taste it, you can't taste it.
Can we argue on this halacha to begin with? His halacha was that if you have one in either direction, you should be machmir. Maybe if you have one in either direction, you should decide what you think is more true.
Correct, but. The Dugma Bristol is a good point, because then they should have at least said, here are the two opinions, and here's the reason why. You'd have to at least go through a process of justifying it. You shouldn't just stam. Meaning, what happens is everyone just stam quoted the Rush and stam left out the Rambam.
And this is the quote, right?
He doesn't quote the Rambam. He ignores the existence of the Rambam Lagamri. And then he has a good point. It's one against one. You can't ignore the Rambam. You could be machmir, or you could give me a good reason to be makel. But according to Imre Baruch, it's nicha why they all left out the Rambam. Because they didn't mean the first part of the Rosh. The first part of the Rosh wasn't relevant to our discussion. They meant the second part of the Rosh. They only brought the first part, I got the second part. Notice, the Mechaber here never said that if you have one kezais of Isser, one kezais of Chelev, and one kezais of Pigol, they're all mavatel each other barov. He was only talking about taste. And therefore, it's nichli left out the Rambam, because they weren't really getting into the Rush and the Rambam. They were really relying on the end of the Rush, and at the end of the Rush, he gives the svara that you can't taste it. And therefore, say the postkin, for example, In the Pesach Tshuva quotes at the end of Sukkot Yud from the Chavos Das, in Yavish for Yavish for Bittel Lerov, Isur Nanav Avatlan Zolotzo. Right? Then it makes perfect sense. Says the. So this is, you know, what do we say? Isurim mevatlin ze b'shishim. Because shishim is a rule of thumb for measuring that you can taste it. But, says the Chavos Das in the Pesach Tshuva, Sifkat and something, Sifkat and Sof Sifkat and Yud, Sof Sifkat and Yud, and here I'm adding something from, if you would look up, I'm going to add one or two words of Hezber, if you would look up the Chavos Das, you'd see them. Ein Yisurin Mevatlin Ze et Ze Berov Yavish Beyavish. We have a rule, Yavish Beyavish Mim Beminos Batal Berov, three meatballs. There's Bethel Berov between three meatballs. Yisurin not Mevatlin Ze et Ze with three meatballs. If you have one meatball of Nevela and one meatball of Chodshim Shemesim. What else? We don't really have Pigle and Noser nowadays. Can't have Pigle and Noser nowadays. And one meatball of Avram and Achai. Oh, that's tricky. You need both in Zvucha. Okay. You have what? Of Avodah Zarah. Great. No, Avodah Zarah is never bottle. but you get my point. You have one meatball of Chelev, and one meatball of Shuma Nevela, and one meatball of, you know, of Shuman Kachim, then they're not mevatel each other, Berov. Why? Because we don't really rely on the rush. We really don't rely on the thing the rush to win at the end, which is that practically there's no taste. Okay, that's the Halacha L'maisa. We follow the Imre Baruch, who says very, very nicely. And he points out, the Rama never argued on the rush in a case of Bittel Shishim to get rid of the taste. He only argued on the rush in Bittel Berov and Bittel Bit Masayim. Therefore, it makes sense the following psakim of the Achronim. What if, for example, this is what Rabbi Eger discusses? Yeah.
It might be a little bit off topic, but we said before if you had 61 kazesim of different isurim, you might not need 61, because the din of 61 is only when you have like a primary taste in order to cancel out a secondary taste with one's eyes. But it could be, let's say, if you had 30 different kazesim of isur, you still wouldn't be able to taste any single one of them individually.
No, because if they're different meaning, then you would be able to teach each one individually if there's only 30.
Maybe not.
No, because it doesn't dilute the taste enough.
No, but the whole dinner of 60 diluting taste is when you have one primary taste and then one.
I don't think that's true. According to this, let's figure this out. The fiza, what's the din? The fiza. Let's see some dinim, right? Let's take two cases discussed by the Achronim. One case where we can figure who discusses, for you've got him also discussed it in his Hakdom, and it helps us talk about those. If you really want to look it up, it's in, I wrote it down here someplace. Chelek Gimel Perkei, but it's in Rabbi Kiva Eger. Maybe Rabbi Kiva Eger told you where it is in the Freeman Gadim. Rabbi Kiva Eger, yeah, okay. He doesn't quote where it is in Grimma Gun. Anyway, what about the following case? Let's take this case. Ready? How about the following case? What about the 59 heter? One of 59 heter. One of grapes. Let's say oranges, right? Or meat. Should we stick with meat? We'll stick with meat. One of Chelev and one of Shuman Nevela. What's unique about this case? There are two Isurim, but different Isurim, but the same taste. Different Isurim, but the same taste, right? Because Shuman and Chelev taste the same. Now, what would they do? Would they be mevatel each other or not? So Pashtos, according to the Rush, they should be mevatel each other. Yisurim mevatlin zo et zo. But, according to us, we don't rely on the Rush. right? We only rely on the fact that, you can't taste it, so it's batel. But over here, if Yisur and Arum are batel each other, then it's 2 Isur, 59 Heter, 29.5:1 ratio, then it should be Usur. So, what would we say about this? According to the Rosh, it should be Mutter. Lididon, it should be Usur. Why? Because Yisur and can't be batel each other. Really, two Yisur and team up together. The two Yisurim team up together, they're not mevatel each other. Lamaisa, if you can't taste them, you can't taste them. In this case, Usur, ki Yisurin ein mevatlin ze'ezeh ve
Dafka, because they have the same taste?
But Dafka, because they have the same taste.
Does the Heter also have the same
taste? Ve'ein ta'am ha'Yisurin or ve'ta'am ha'Yisurin Nirgash. Right? What if the Heter had the same taste, you might ask? What if the Heter had the same taste? Then, Lemaisa, since we're always machmir on min bemino, otim min b'she'eno mino, so we'd be machmir as if the Heter had a different taste, then we would say Usur. So therefore, it should be Usur, right? Because according to the Rosh, fundamentally, there's one Isser, and one Chelev, and 69 Chelev. One Velen, 69 Velen. These are never battle each other. But we don't rely on the Rosh. We only rely on the Imrei Baruch. And therefore we say the Isurim really band together. The Isurim band together. If it was Chelev and Dam, it would be Mutter because you can't taste either one of them. Here you can't taste them. And therefore this is exactly how we paskin, says Rabbi Akiva Eger. Usur. Right? And that makes perfect sense based on the Imrei Baruch. That's, as I said, all the Achronim assume the Imrei Baruch. They just don't go through it in such detail. And the Prima Gadim says the same thing, although he's not quoted here. Here he, now, oh, 1 second. I apologize. He says right here. Okay. I take it back. He quotes here from the Tvua Shor. The Rebbe Akiva quotes from the Tvua Shor, then in Zev's case it would be Mutter. Why do you say it would be Mutter? Zev's case is, what if the rest of it was Shuman Heter and they all had the same taste, so you couldn't taste anything? He says, you know why? Because even though we're gozer mino atu eino mino, it's enough to be gozer that atu the one kazayis of chelev with eino mino, or atu the one kazayis of shuman avela with eino mino. It's enough to be gozer atu both of them with eino mino. Okay, so Taka, Zev was right. You've looked at and never hear your name to a shore. What about the following case? What about 59 of Heter? What about 59 of Heter? Yes.
If they didn't taste the same?
If they didn't taste the same, then that's this case. Different Yisurim that don't taste the same, then they're batel. Not because Yisurim are batel zotzo, just because you can't taste either one of them. They're mitzias, you couldn't taste them. But here mitzias, you can taste them. What about the opposite case? What about 59 of Heter, one of Orla? What are two fruits that don't taste the same? Someone help me out here.
Apples and oranges.
Apples and oranges.
Apples and
they're
pineapples.
Both sweet.
Grapes. Apples and pineapples.
What?
Grapes and oranges.
Grapes and oranges don't taste the same?
Apples and pineapples.
None of these. No fruit tastes the same as another fruit.
Sabros and
avocados and tomatoes.
Ooh.
Store fruit.
Well, how about avocados and apples? Or oranges? Excellent. One of Arla orange.
Why are you saying.
And one of Arla.
Apples and oranges taste the same.
What?
Why do you say apples and oranges taste the same?
Because they don't really taste the same, but I want something that tastes really different. Okay, I think oranges and avocados taste different, and they're both fruits. They can both have Arla. Unlike tomato, I know, like, when you're in third grade, you like to impress your friends by telling them tomato's a fruit, not a vegetable, whatever that means, but lamaisa is no Arla and tomatoes. yeah, you don't say, hey, it's a tomatoes. Okay, but avocado and Arla. Arla avocado and Arla oranges. Now, what happens here? This is the flip case. Here, they are same Isser and different. They are the same Isser and a different taste. Logically, what would you say in this case? Are they mevatel each other or not? They're talking the same Isser. It doesn't even get into the Rosh and Rambam, right? The Rosh and Rambam, they're different Isser and mevatel each other. Here, it's the same Isser, right? The Machlokas Rosh and Rambam is not Shayach Bechlau. Machlokas Rosh... The Rambam is not shayach at all, right? They're not two different isurim. They're the same isur. It's pickle and pickle. So what do you think? Treif or kosher, this mixture? Treif. Simon says treif.
We can't taste.
Simon says. What? But Yitz says. Can't taste. Right? This is violating the rules of the game. Yitz says that no, it should be kosher. Because who cares whether it's the same isur or not? Taka, there's two isur and 59 heter, and it's the same isur. So it's a 29.5-to-1 ratio. But Lamaisa, you can't taste the avocado and you can't taste the orange. Says Yitz, it is. Says Simon, Osir. Simon says Osir. Yitz says Mutter. Okay. Itaka is a machlok zachronim. Itaka is a machlok zachronim. Who says Osir? If you look on the page, the Rabbi Kiva Eger here at the end of this piece says Osir. Well, Isir Echa Chalukin Atam, Ein Vatan Zetzeh. Rabbi Kiva Eger says also the Pisli Tshuva in Yud Protz Machavas Da'as, also to Aser it. He says this in some place here. Chen Shnei Surin Shei Surin Asur Mishem Echad Avshen Tam and Shava Eim Avatam Zetzeh. Ad Kadvar, so the Chavos Da'as, and Rabbi Kiva Eger, all say Usser, and the Rabbi Prima God in the Mishpatel Zohav also says Usser. The Mishpatel Zohav, Sevkat and Tesvav, says the Prima God, it's a long one, but he says someplace here that someplace here Kad Isser Hu Tzarech Kof Kof Zaysim. Okay, if it's one Isser, then you need 120, 60 is not enough. So they say like Simon. However, the Imre Baruch right here says like Yitz. And he says logically like Yitz. Says the Imre Baruch. And the Chazanish also, who's not on the page, possibly this way, because it's logical. Right? Logically, you can't taste it. Right? What's the Svara? Svara is Ein tamo nirgash. You can't taste anything. You can't taste avocado and you can't taste orange. If you can't taste it, you can't taste it in the tzias. Who cares if they're the same isser? In tzias, you can't taste it, so it's gone. However, nonetheless, Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Chavos Das and the Prima Godin say like Simon that it's asser. But now we have a question mark. Why should anyone say it's asser? In tzias, you can't taste it. Okay, what should the problem be? Okay. You can't taste any orla. If I taste it, I say, do you taste any avocado? No. Do you taste any orange? No. Why so not? You don't taste any orla. What?
That's not tzujim, is it?
It is, because there's 60 non-avocado, so you can't taste the avocado. Mm-hmm. And there's 60 non-orange,
no, but
so you can't taste the orange.
You would taste some sort of orange avocado non-distinct.
So that's what Salah wants to say. Maybe you taste the tzad hashoveh. Yeah. Of orange and avocado.
But dam b'chelev, there'd be no such...
You're saying orange and avocado have more of a tzad hashoveh in their taste than dam b'chelev.
No, no, it's not more of a tzad hashoveh, but there's no significance to tzad hashoveh there because they don't have an
excellent answer there. Question. Here we get into a very difficult question, which is, why do these achronim say it's usher? After all, Yitz seems to have a good taina, and the Imrei Baruch agrees with Yitz, who says, someplace...
The Tzad Hashoveh has pachos mi whatever dam and
shechel. Give me a second. Jafilo beis harisur mi lav echad shemitzdar from the achila mikol makom atam and lo shayek tzeiruf. Her inkan time of the isur and chol achas mesbatel beheter u vitam isur de chaveiro. Right? He quotes before from the isur beheter. It's not his own kiddush. He's quoting from the isur beheter. Right? So. The Imre Baruch quotes, and approves, quotes approvingly the Yisra Hatter. Based on his Svara, it works well. Question is, why did Zachronim argue? So, what's Simon's Svara? So, here I have two shitas, what the Svara is. Says the Prima Godin himself in the Hakdama that it's just a Gzeira Dirabanan. Really, it should be Mutter, like Yitz. However, since it seems like it should be Usser, because like there's two of the same Isser, to avoid confusion, the Rabbanan ushered it. Even though theoretically Yitz is right and the Yemei Baruch is right, but to avoid confusion, the Rabbanan Asher did, because like you could easily confuse this, since they're both Arla, you could easily confuse this with two things that taste the same. Okay, Betzalel wants to say a different Svara. Right, Betzalel? Betzalel wants to say a different Svara?
I'm not sure.
You definitely wanted to. Whether you still want to, I'm not asking.
Oh,
I asked whether you wanted to.
Yeah.
You wanted to say a different Svara.
I still want to. I'm not sure if I will, then.
Okay. It's a Seder. You still have that time. I'm trying to see if I can find it in the... Now, but Saul wants to say a different svar. He wants to say, no, this is, if they're both the same Isser, they're considered to have a common denominator, Tom. Right? Okay. Yesh l'ayin, if you can say that svar. If you cannot say that svar, what does he say here? Elevadai, dazor lahach, mer lahach, mer shisham, mer lesa, Tom. Yeah, I don't think the Chavos Das saying that either. Okay, maybe you could say, you know, the Yesh La'ayin Ode. Okay. We'll leave the Chachmas Betzalel with Tzarech Iyon. But it could be that Betzalel's right, but it's not Pashat. It could be that he's right, but that's not the way Prima Gavra says it. Basically, here, you see how the Imri Baruch Svara really wins the day. We don't care what's the same is or what's a different is or what's Mevatel's as it isn't. We just care what you taste in the end. So bottom line, if you have two different Isser that taste the same, it's Usser, because you can taste it. If you have two the same Isser that taste different, it's Mutter, at least Midoraisa. And if it's Usser, Prima Gunim says only Usser Drabanan as a Xera. Okay, I don't know how often this happens. Maisa, I think we'd have to be Machmer, like Simon, just because it's very, very big names on that side. Even though, you know, the Svara is weaker.
Would it be Taloy in like whether or not you say that like Orla is Usser, or whether or not you say Orange is Usser, Mishum Orla, or something like that?
Possibly. Okay, I'll just point out one thing, but I'm not going to dwell on it. In the Pesvei Chuba Yuri, quotes the Chavos Das something interesting. He says, what if you have 59 Kzeisim of Heter and 2 Kzeisim of Meat, but one that's Usser because it got Hanan by Dam and one got Hanan by Chedav? Do you count those as different things or the same thing? Or, for that matter, what if you have two different things? You have meat and potatoes, but they're both Hanan by Dam. So does that count the same or as different? Basically, this is one of these questions of, when you say Hanan, does it mamish become inherently Usser as it is now, or it only continues the Usser it had originally? The Chavos Das is Machriya, and this is the mainstream psak, that at the very least, Bishari Surim, when we say Hanan, we don't mean it literally became its own Usser. Isser in and of itself, which means continuing the previous Isser. So if you have two pieces of meat, but one that absorbed Dam, one that absorbed Chilum and became Hanan, it counts as two different things. Because you don't go by what it is. You go by what it is. It's no worse than it originally was. Okay, that is the Chavos Das. Now I think we're ready to move on. Betzalel, with your help, to Simon Sadi test.
This second thing is an afkamina, is it? Of this Havana in the Machlokes Rosh.
No, I don't think so.